England began their World Cup preparations with a handsome 216-run win over their Australian Capital Territory 11 in a tour game at Canberra's Manuka Oval. Ian Bell, Moeen Ali, James Taylor, Joe Root and Ravi Bopara all scored half centuries as England racked up 364 for 6 in their 50 overs. James Treadwell then took 3 wickets, with both Stuart Broad and Moeen Ali taking 2 apiece, as the Capital Territory 11 were bowled out for 148 in 32.4 overs. Niall O'Brien struck an unbeaten half-century to steer Ireland to a 3-wicket win over Scotland in Game 3 of the Associates One Day International Tri-Series in Dubai. Matt Macken top-scored with 86 as Scotland posted 216 for 9 after Craig Young had returned impressive figures of 3 for 27. Ireland made a poor start to their run chase before O'Brien steadied the ship and helped them reach their victory target in 46.3 overs with a knock of 80. The West Indies have been fined for maintaining a slow over rate during the second 2020 international against South Africa in Johannesburg yesterday. Chris Gayle, Marlon Samuels and Captain Darren Sammy led the West Indies to a memorable victory as they chased down a target of 232 to set a new world record. However, during South Africa's innings of 231 for 6, they had bowled their overs too slowly and were deemed to be one over short of their target. New Zealand batsman Kane Williamson will be out of action for between 7 and 10 days to rest a minor shoulder injury. He aggravated an existing injury during the first one-day international against Sri Lanka while diving in the field. And while the injury was managed during the second test and first ODI against Sri Lanka, he'll now take time off to allow his shoulder to recover. New Zealand went on to win the game by 3 wickets.